Hello and welcome to the Groovy Uncle Podcast, presented by me, Glenn Prangnell. The Groovy Uncle Podcast takes a look at the creative output of a highly regarded, prolific bunch of musicians from the Medway Towns. So let's dive into a soup of groovy uncleness.
5 minutes late, I missed the bus. I've never been one to make a fuss. Everything else will have to wait.
The Miss Modus recordings have been on the back burner since late 2014, but I was determined those songs would all see the light of day eventually. I just needed the time, money and headspace to work on it. That all came along in 2019, when I decided to go into the studio and work on a few songs that would not only make up the numbers, but would also sit well alongside those Miss Modus tunes that were all recorded, mixed and ready to go. So I went back in the studio with Bruce and Nick to lay down the basic tracks to four tunes, and I already had a couple of other ideas that would involve violinist Richard Moore and his band, the Gypsy Jazz Outfit, Lost Revelers. It transpired that instead of not having enough songs, it was, in fact, already looking like I'd actually have too many songs for the vinyl album. That was an unexpected but nice problem to have, though, and I could always keep some aside as bonus tracks for the CD and download. The three of us got straight back to work on the Ray Davis-inspired God on a Bike, which I wrote during a period of time when I did a lot of walking into town to catch the bus. Observing people and their sometimes antisocial behaviour as I waited at the stop and overhearing various bits of conversations on the journey, I'd take down notes. Sometimes I'd find myself frustrated that I'd missed the bus altogether, and the exclamation was always, "God on a bike!"
Skin. Yeah.
The other three tracks we recorded in those initial sessions during the summer of 2019 were Bad Again, Soup and Guitardis. Guitardis is a kind of spacey sci-fi instrumental which features some lovely ethereal backing vocals from Annie Graves. I'd returned to the film soundtrack idea for this album, and as the recording sessions progressed, I began to breathe a sigh of relief because I could hear the new songs were going to sit alongside the Modus tracks perfectly well, and that the album was going to end up as a sort of younger brother of the Persuaded LP.
Shoulder.
Yeah, what goes around comes around. Sounds a lot like me was a melody I'd had knocking around for quite a while, but I'd been struggling to finish off the lyrics. By the time I eventually finished it off, it was probably a couple of years old. I considered recording a straight-ahead acoustic guitar and vocal version for the album, but quickly dismissed that as lazy and dull. The song had a Harry Nilsson vibe to it, and I needed something that would make it stand out and wanted to do it justice. I just couldn't figure out exactly what it was yet, but I thought, I'll know it when I hear it. I'd already spoken to violinist Richard Moore about maybe adding some strings here and there on the new record, and said I'd pop along to the Man of Kent pub for a beer and a chat. We arranged to meet up one evening when his band Lost Revelers were playing there. I'd not seen them before, so I was looking forward to it, and I'd get the chance to ask Richard if he had any ideas for this damn song. You know when a word is on the tip of your tongue but you can't quite get it? Well, that's what it felt like when trying to come up with an arrangement for Sounds a Lot Like Me. What was it? It was really bugging me. What was it this song needed? I'll know it when I hear it. As I entered the pub, the band, right on cue, started playing. I smiled and said to myself, that's it. That's exactly what I need.
Who gets hired, messed around and fired? Stop before the start. Sounds a lot like me. Sounds a lot like me. Who says yes? I know I'll make a mess, but does it anyway? Who gets lied to, even when you try to keep them all at bay? Sounds a lot like me. 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 You may know exactly what I look like when I smile, but I don't think you've ever seen me cry. When I overheard you miss me by a country mile, excuse me while I laugh before I say goodbye.
Acoustic guitar, vocal, bass, drums, violin and accordion. Perfect. The recording sessions with the Lost Revelers were really enjoyable, and they even ended up recording an alternate version of Guitardist too. Return to Guitardist has exactly the same melody, but is a completely different feel, mood and arrangement. I don't know. To me, it sounds like it could be the theme tune to some 1970s Friday evening LWT upper class detective series. Deciding on an album title wasn't too difficult. I'd pretty much decided on that before we'd finished recording. In common with a lot of songwriters, I often have melodies pop into my head at night when I'm dozing off and even in the middle of a dream, but none with such clarity as the time my subconscious handed me the tune to the man who calls the shots. I rarely have nightmares, but when I do, they're usually quite vivid. I was having one about being among crowds of people in almost darkness, and we were all heading towards the sea, trying to escape from something. There was lots of tension, fear, and noise. As I was climbing onto a lifeboat, I was hoisted up into the air, like an out-of-body experience, and I became the film camera as the credits began to roll. My nightmare had turned into the end of a movie, and the music played.
So burn laughs when he's alone. He hides in the cracks and turns every heart to stone. He'll take all you have to give, everything you've got. You wake up to find you're with the man who calls the shot.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Why not join me next time where Miss Modus calls the shots and takes centre stage in Magic Happens.